It is Friday, November 20th, and we have a Minor Kingdom in the studio. They're up from Minneapolis doing a CD release show at Beaner's Central on the west side. That's tonight. I think it all kicks off at 8 o'clock. I'm Maya Morton, and this is Live from Studio A. Well, welcome to the studio, guys.
Hello.
I didn't find out. Let's kick off with a tune, and then we'll chat. What are you going to start with? Something from the new album.
Yes. Perfect. This is a song off the album called Holy, and it's just me and Adam playing for you. Adam Wozniak on bass, and I'm Christian.
So you've got your own traditions, taste the wine on your tongue, washed your head on the banks of a river, taste the bread on your tongue. I have seen the signs of a savior, Mary was a friend of mine. I have seen the ghosts in the graveyard, Mary was a friend of mine. If I could feel holy, yeah, so I'm a baby with a bucket of water, I am the burning bush. Minutes later, the river was higher, my spark still well lit. I have seen the fruit and its poison, Mary was a friend of mine. I have seen the light and it's broken, Mary was a friend of mine. If I could feel holy, yeah, it all could feel holy. They work hard for the weekends, iron their shirts and they shave. Checks were wrote and I cashed the advances, even saviors can't save. Even saviors can't save. Even saviors can't.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, I'm so sorry. We don't have a microphone set up for the bass player, so maybe we can get a little chat in somehow anyway. Well, welcome to Duluth, and it's such a beautiful day.
It's very, very nice up here. We're happy to be in the great Duluth area. It's been a while for myself and Adam. It's been in here pretty regularly, so it's a nice day to be back.
It really is. Well, you guys have put out your first, is this your debut album?
Yeah, this is the first record that I recorded mostly in my house, and Adam came on board after it was recorded and realized it was a good match, and then I got a few other guys coming in town tonight playing the release show at Beaner's, a drummer and another guitar player, keyboard player. So
it'll be a full band tonight.
Yeah, it'll be a fun show. And we're also, me and Adam are also playing at the Electric Fetus at 5 p.m. today.
Oh, like in-store?
Full day, yeah, so... lots of fun stuff. We might even sneak in a couple walks around the lake and have a nice...
all the way around
the
lake.
Well, I guess it's not like the lakes where we come from. You can't walk around it.
That's true. And you come from Minneapolis.
Yep. We are both Minneapolis people.
And you've been playing around town. How long have you been together? And maybe talk about how you came together in this project?
Well, we've only been together for about a month. I've just kind of, these are all like songs that I hatched in my bedroom and recorded, and then I just kind of wanted to put a band together once I got the record together so people would have an idea what I was going for and stuff, and Adam liked it, and I liked Adam, so it worked out, and same with Ryan, loving the drummer, and Andy has just been with us for like a week, and he's going to be playing the guitar as well, so.
Nice. And the name of the album is?
It's called My Back Will Bend, and it's my first record under this name.
Have you done other recordings with the...
Not really. I went by Ballast for a while, and that didn't work out because there's a band in Canada called Ballast, so I didn't want to get sued. And every other name I chose after that was actually a Canadian kid on like MySpace, so I couldn't use those names either in case they wanted to sue me. So I guess Canada has like really good... Canada has really good taste in band names, if I do say so myself.
Well, you guys have just... the whole album has just, you know, a really... you know, spacious feel to it is kind of what I think of. And how do you do that? It's like you have to like calm it down and reel it in and really set this tempo that is, you know, is almost out of body. Like you really, how do you do that? You don't even have a rhythm section. And what inspires that?
Well, I don't know. It's hard for me to write rockin' songs, and it's really, really fun to actually play with a band because I'd never done that before. And so it was just kind of like, that's just the kind of music I would write when I was by myself and I had ideas for sound structures. And I really try to like create a lot of different kinds of music that I like into one record and keeping it kind of like traditional folk at the base of everything and then bringing in all these other soundscapes and stuff. So, I mean, it's really fun now to play with these guys and kind of recreate the songs and liven them up a little bit more, but still keep that space and mix it up. So, yeah.
And then on the album, there's are these all your songs? Obviously, you write songs. Is there any other covers or anything else that you do?
We play a few covers live. But on the record, it's all originals. And, yeah, we're just starting to move into the cover territory.
And the one song you feature, Haley Bonner. She was in the studio yesterday, actually. She played a show at Sacred Heart. And that song is Choir of Lilies.
Yeah, Choir of
Lilies. How was that working with her?
It was really great. You know, one of her good friends, Chris Morrissey, was on the record. And he owed me a favor. And he played bass on that song. And then he's like... recommended Haley, and I kind of knew her through mutual friends, and she really liked the song, so she hopped on board, and it was really fun, and it worked out really well. And I was sorry I missed her show. I really wanted to see her, but I'll be seeing her in the cities next week after Thanksgiving. So,
well, her voice added to that song just has this incredible ethereal sound that is really a wonderful addition. So, congratulations on the album overall. And is this your first CD release, release it in the city?
We did, yeah. And, you know, Jason from Beaners was kind of like, oh, you should have a release party, and that's cool. You know, I'll have a release party a year from now if I still can, just because it's it's kind of a fun celebration. And, this is the first for Duluth, and we had one the day I finished the record pretty much was the day we had the release party. So it was kind of a right down to the moment sort of thing.
Huge day.
Last October, yeah.
Nice.
Huge victory.
Well, let's hear another tune from the album and tell us a little bit about it before you play. This is Minor Kingdom on KUMD.
So, yeah, this song is called 1930s Road Song. And, I don't know. I tried really hard to write a feel-good song, and it's sort of feel-good, I think. So this is that tune. We've been driving for 80 miles through Nevada with heavy eyelids. You can meet me on the full moon's sadness. You can let your hair down. It's not like the 30s. You can't just stake your claims. The world gets down and dirty. I won't let you die alone.
And I smell the scent of your springtime, like the flowers on Sunday morning. No, it's not just another goodbye. We can drive this thing on and sleep through the winter and watch the seasons change. The world gets cold and bitter. I won't let you die alone. Meet me in the middle of dark seas. No more crooked cops. Meet me in the middle of pink skies. No more dotted lines. You can let your hair down. You can let your hair down. You can let your hair down. You can let your hair down.
What inspired that song?
I don't know. Driving in a car, I guess. And thinking about the Great Depression for some reason. That's where the 30s part comes from. Kind of like, it's I guess it's sort of bleak, but it's hopeful at the same time. I think, hopefully.
Well, I guess I just want to ask maybe a little bit about you guys. Where did you start in music, and what brought you to where you are now? Big influences or... Well, other things that brought you to this kind of a folky sound, or what do you call it?
Well, I think it was dubbed as space folk by one person.
That's
and I kind of
nice.
Like that.
Yeah.
Because I like the double meanings of words, and space can mean, you know, like outer spaces, which I originally think of, and then I like the idea of space between things, so that's cool too. I don't know, I'll let Adam answer this one maybe for a second too, where he's got a little bit more of a history with music than myself.
You got to use the microphone or we won't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Not really, a little bit closer. All right.
So, well, I guess I kind of come from the jazz world in Minneapolis. That was my kind of start. And that's actually where I met Christian, is at a jazz club that he works at. So that was how we became friends, first of all. So that was my first background. And lately I've been doing a lot of, like, I don't know, session work and all that kind of thing. And so that's kind of how we got hooked up with everything. And I don't know, it's been really fun to play with Christian, because there's enough with the melody and the lyrics that carries the whole tune. And I can start from nothing, and all I have to add is maybe one little thing here, one little thing there, and maybe I don't even have to play at all. So, you know, that's kind of how I look to approach his tunes. And that's how I guess the space folk genre works perfectly. So
it does, and it adds just an amazing amount of ambience. Rather than, I think of the bass player as the person with the rhythm, but it's actually just an amazing amount of ambient sound that is in key and other things from that.
Yeah, I'm trying to cover both as much as I can, especially in a duo like this. So.
Right.
He does a great job in both too. He's got the chops for the rhythm and for the cool Arco stuff. So it's really fun.
You have some great people playing around you then.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. Yeah, he mentioned a club, and actually a lot of people on the record. I met jazz musicians working at this place called Cafe Mod in the cities, and they all volunteered and lent their talents for the record. So it was really cool to get a lot of different people.
Well, how fun to collaborate with a bunch of people on your first album. And again, congratulations. Really get a neat album. And it is the CD release party tonight at Beaner's Central down on the west side. It's on Central Avenue. And if you want more information on the show, you can find that at beanerscentral.com. And what about more information of you guys? You have a MySpace here. It's myspace.com/minorkingdom.
Yep.
And there you can find out where your tour dates and all those other things. And it looks like you're going to be on the radio a bit more. You'll be on KFAI next week, and you're doing the Jackson's Juke Joint. I don't know if it's still called that. It's the combination where you're on the radio, and then you play down at the 331 Club.
I've never heard that. Jackson, what is it? Jackson?
It used to be the Jackson's Juke Joint, and then now it's Harold's House Party. So it's kind of a combination. But really a neat deal. You can see them at the 331 Club, and that actually is on December 4th at 9 p.m., and they'll be in the KFAI studios before that. So have a great session there as well.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Let's hear one more tune, and what's it going to be?
This is the Choir of the Lilies tune, and yeah, we're just going to do it duo style. So this is our last song. Thank you so much for listening.
I don't compensate much for beauty, but you hang your picture up, and I'll be tied down forever, truly under your vines. I am in the backyard, where all the leaves have died. When the flowers arrive, why won't you settle down? Tell me one thing that you love about me, and I'll give you anything. An empty bank account, a car that starts sometimes, waiting idle for us in the backyard, where all the leaves have died, when the flowers arrive, why won't you settle down? I wait all night like the choir of the lilies. They keep me warm. I sing all night like the choir of the lilies. We sing our key. Whoa. Backyard, whoa, whoa, whoa. When the flowers come, whoa, whoa, whoa. Why won't you settle down? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh. I don't compensate much. Beauty, but I'll give you anything.
Minor Kingdom on 103.3 KUMD. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a great day in Duluth. They'll be down at Electric Fetus at 5 o'clock tonight, and they will also be at Beaner's Central with the show kicking off at 8 o'clock tonight. Beaner's Central in West Duluth, of course, Electric Fetus down on Superior Street. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Live from Studio A. To check out upcoming studio guests or to listen to the session again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by Christine Dean, Maya Morton, and Melissa Kirkov, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.